We're going to have about a 45-minute worship this morning, and we're going to start by singing number 43 in our white book, Live Out Thy Life Within Me. And I would prefer the organ play this, but I can play it on guitar enough. I've done it before. Okay. Some people are wondering where Brother Paul is, and if he resigned or what happened. He had to go to the city to take care of some business. So he's well, thank God. But these urgent matters needed immediate attention. So he'll be back sometime soon. I don't think he'll be back Sunday. He's arranged for my wife to play the organ Sunday morning. But we'll see him soon. Praise God. Okay, number 43 in the white book.
Live out thy life within me, O Jesus, King of kings. Be thou thyself the answer to all my questionings. Live out thy life within me, then all things have thy way. I the transparent medium, thy glory to
that as well. Is that in this white book or is that in the other book? 91. Well, 91 in the white book.
Once far from God and dead in sin, no light my heart could see. But in God's word, the light I found, now Christ liveth in me.
Number 91 in the white book. One thing to have Christ living in you, and it's another thing to have Christ living in you. Know what I mean? We have Jesus in our hearts and he lives in us, but is he living his life in us and through us? That's why he's there. That's why he's come to live in our hearts, so that he can take control of our lives and he can live through us. He can love through us. Shine through us. And that's the work of the Holy Spirit. We call that sanctification, when the Spirit of God begins to take over in our lives. And that's why we're called to surrender, right? God doesn't violate our wills. We invite him to have his way when we realize that there's something in my life that where Jesus isn't having his way, where he's not in charge, he's not in control. We yield that to him. We say, Lord, come. You purchased me with your precious blood. I belong to you. Everything in my life is yours. So come and take it. Change me. Make me what you want me to be. Live out your life within me. Praise God. And it's a process that that God brings us into as we understand and yield ourselves to that. I want it to be more of Jesus and less of me in the way I live, the attitudes I have, the words I speak. Let it be more of Jesus. And there's a control that the Holy Spirit can bring us under that is far beyond that which we could even dream of. And we read about people in the Bible that experienced God's power working in their life like that, and there are people that we've read about and maybe encountered who were very much under the control of the Holy Spirit. And I believe that that's the purpose of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, ultimately, to enable Jesus to live out his life in us. And so it starts with having Jesus living in your heart. I trust everyone knows that Jesus is living in their hearts. They've invited him in. We've surrendered ourselves to him. And now, why are you there, Lord? Because I want to take over. I want to fill every room. I want to have my way in every area of your life. Okay, Lord, so help me as you show me where my need is. Help me to offer that up to you and believe you to have your way. Lord, that's what we want. And if we don't want that, Lord, or we don't fully understand it, we pray that the Holy Spirit will give us that desire. Lord, you've come to live in our hearts so that you can live through our lives. And Lord, we pray that you'll teach us how to yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit and believe him to have his way. We pray that you'll help us not to look to ourselves to live the Christian life, but to look to Jesus in us to live the Christian life through us by his power. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for all the changes that you've made in our life since we've come to know you. Thank you for the things you're teaching us and the things that you're helping us to reach out for, Lord. And you said that you who begun a good work in us will continue to work in us right until the day of your coming. You're going to perfect that which concerns us. And so, Lord, you're the one that has to make the changes. You're the one that has to live through us. And so we just pray that you'll help us to trust you. Today, Lord, we trust you to cause your work to go forward in all of our lives. Lord, let there be growth. Let there be coming into a greater place in you. Let there be coming under the Holy Spirit's power in areas of our life that have not yet been subdued as they ought to be. We pray you'll bless everyone on the campgrounds today, Lord. Pray that you'll bless those that may be arriving, those that may be leaving today. We just pray your blessing upon their lives. Pray that you'll bless all of our campers, all of our staff members and guests. Lord, again today, we're here for you. You're here for us. And we pray that today will be a day filled with your working, filled with your glory. Lord, let answers to prayer break forth today. Let the work of God be manifested in our midst. And we give you all the praise and all the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Amen.